PET CT isn't potentially appropriate following neoadjuvant chemotherapy. Reassessment after induction therapy is difficult to interpret, but CT or PET should be performed to exclude disease progression or internal developing of metastatic disease. The PET response following neoadjuvant chemotherapy can be used to select patients with stage 3 tumors for subsequent surgical resection. An axial CT and PET first row images showing the primary right lower lobe lung cancer with hypermetabolic enlarged subcarinal lymph node in keeping with N2, suggesting stage 3 disease. After neoadjuvant chemotherapy, PET demonstrating the good response in the metastatic hypermetabolic subcarinal lymph nodes, second row. An almost complete response at the end of treatment, third row. If metastatic mediastinal lymph nodes show good response to chemotherapy, debunking or curative surgery may be considered. However, if there is poor response in mediastinal nodes, survival is very poor and patients should probably not go under surgery. PET CT is inappropriate following definitive ORT or chemoradiation. Survival following definitive ORT or chemoradiation is strongly predicted by PET, with improved survival in patients whose tumors show no uptake on post-treatment PET scans. The predictive value is much greater than that based on CT response. However, as this information does not change subsequent management, the use of PET for this purpose is still not indicated. PET CT is possibly appropriate during definitive radiotherapy or chemoradiation. Some initial reports suggest that serial PET scans during a course of radiotherapy may be useful in determining the total radiotherapy dose. Tumors that fail to show a reduction in PET uptake during radiotherapy may be considered for a higher radiotherapy dose.